sukkah, nami balachayim. You want to tell me you will also allow to use real live animals for schach? Like, we know not like that. We know you can't use a live animal for schach. Like, we know pshan al mishne gedulim in aretz means the mamish has to grow out of the ground. And animals don't really grow out of the ground. So what can you say? All right, turn over. So Gemara says, Kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Rav Yechanan, he said over the name of Rav Yechanan, that Omakro, the Pasuk says, they're talking about a sukkis, that Piyos Pecho Migoncho Migvecho, when you collect together Migoncho from the leftover of your wheat, in other words, the shift, or Migvecho, the leftover of the grapes, which means, like Rashi says, either Pselas Ger means Kashin, the straw, Pselas Yikov means Samaras Piashkolash Rekonim, the leftover twigs, the leftover. Of the Ashkelos, the grapes of the bunch of grapes, after you took the grapes off it. So these things are not Mekabel Tumah, they're not an Eichel, and it grew out of the ground. That's how you know you need these things for Schach. Is the Pselus Gurin V'yikav Akosim Adar, but talking about the Pselus, it means the leftover. Someone asked the question, no, how do you know that? The Yema Gurin Atzmoy, maybe it means the Gurin, the wheat itself, maybe you have to use the stalks of the wheat, you could use that for Schach. And the wheat itself is mekabel tumah, it's an eichel, so maybe even something that could be mekabel tumah. The yikev atzma maybe means the wine itself, and like the grapes itself, that is mekabel tumah. So more into that can be, Omer Rav Zeira, yikev ksiv kan, v'yev shalasachich boy. You want to say it means the yikev itself, yikev is talking about wine vat. So how could you use wine to put on top of the schach for schach? So since it says yikov, it can't mean the yikov itself, it has to mean mi yikvechon. It has to mean the pselus, the leftover parts of the wine, which means the leftover twigs and the shells in the pit, that's not edible anymore, it's not mekabel tumah, that's what you can use for schach. So Mor asks, maskev lo Reb Yirmi has the kasha, v'yema yayin korush habo mishnir. Maybe itaken means wine, maybe mi yikvechon means from the wine itself. So he asked the question, you can't use wine for the schach. No, maybe Eimo Yayin Korish, thick, yellowed wine. There comes Mishnir, name of a place. Shu Doimeli Guled Vela, it's Doimet to a pie made out of dates, a date pie. So it's possible to have a Korish, or a thick piece of wine, that you could put on top of the Tzchach. So how do you know the Pshat from the Pasuk, Piyos Bechol Migorn Chom Mikvecha, means the Pselus leftover parts, the twigs? Maybe it means the wine itself, even though it's Mekabel Tumah. So Gemara says, Omer Rav Zeira, Hormil Sehevi B'yodin. This thing we thought we knew. In other words, we thought we knew Pshat. How do we know the Klal and the Mishnah that has to be a Dov that's not Mekabel Tumah? The Yosef, Rabbi Yirmi, Yavashad Banaga. Rabbi Yirmi came and like, threw a stone in there and knocked us out. In other words, he asked a good question. Like, how do we know from this passage it means the Pselus, leftover parts? Maybe it means the fruit, the wine itself. And it is Mekabel Tumah. So Gemara says, Rav Ashi answered this and says, Migorncho v'loy goyren atzmai. It says migorncho from the wheat and not the wheat itself, not the goyren itself. So it means the leftover part, the shaft. Mi yikvecho v'loy yikav atzmai from the wine vat and not the wine itself. In other words, it only means the pselus leftover, the part that's not edible anymore. So it's not mekabel tumah. Rav Chizda Rama Mehocher. Rav Chizda says from here. Here's how we know that schach has to be something that grows out of the ground and it's not mekabel tumah. Because the Pasuk says, Rashi says it's a Pasuk called B'Sefer Ezra. Really, we're Kvega brings down to Pasuk in Nehemiah, really. And the Pasuk said, Suahar, go to the mountain, Ve'viyu olei zayis, and bring me back the leaves of a olive tree. Ve'olei eight shemen, and bring me back the leaves of an eight shemen, of a tree that gives off oil. Ve'olei hadas, and the leaves of hadasin. Ve'olei tamarim, the leaves of dates. The olai eight sovis and the leaves of eight sovis also like hadasim. For the Gemara, the kasha, so kitza from this pasuk we see is talking about bringing these things for the schach. The Rashi says lasoi sukkah. The Novi was saying bring these type of leaves to make a sukkah. For his kakan el dove sheinu makabel tumah v'gdulim in oretz. The pasuk only talks about these type of leaves that has these two tanoim, the leaves that grow out of the ground and they're not makabel tumah, they're not an eichel by themselves. So that's how we know this is what you have to use for schach. For the Gemara Stamakash, the Pasuk says, Hainu Hadas, Hainu Eitz Ovis. Why does the Pasuk say two things, like bring the leaves of Hadasim and the leaves of Eitz Ovis, which is also Hadasim. So Amar Rav Chizda, Chizda says, the Pshan, the Pasuk is like this, Hadas Shoyte L'Sukkah. Bring a Hadas Shoyte means it doesn't have, it's not Meshulish. it doesn't have the three leaves coming out the same stem, the same ring. So therefore, they're possible for luluf, but you'd use it for sukkah. The atze ovois, the eight ovois luluf. Marshenkin, good kosher adasim that has three leaves coming up from one stem, from one ring, that's kosher that you could use for the luluf. By kopon from this pasuk in the Nechemya, we see that what you could use for schach has to be something that grows, and it's not makabutum. So the Mishnah. Chavi le kash v'chavi le yetzim. If somebody has a bundle of kash, of straw, the chavi le yetzim, a bundle of wood, you know, you have a few pieces of wood, and you tied them, you bundled them together. You tied them on the top and the bottom. The chavi le zardin, another type, Rashi min kanim, type of reeds, also that you bundle together. So the Mishnah says, ein mesachin v'hen. You are not allowed to use them for schach on top of your sukkah. And we'll see in the Gemara, it's only gzerim and rabbonin, we'll see in the Gemara. The kulon shehetiron ksherus. But let's say shehetiron, you untied them, you untied the bundle, then it's kosher, then you're allowed to use this chach. As even though when you first put it up, it was bundled together and it was puzzle, but now if you untie it, it becomes mutter. And we don't say there should be a psul of tasav lemin osui, but here we say, we'll see in the Gemara, since it's only puzzle, midirabodin, it's only exerim to say it's also when it's bundled up. Mashenka, when you untie the bundle, untie the knot, then it becomes kosher. Is all the Mishnah we had, the Mishnah before, that we have psulim about the schach, what type of a schach you could use, that's only a psul by the schach, the roof of the sukkah. Ma'ashenkin l'defanas, for the walls of the sukkah, they're all kosher. Any type of mechitzas you have, as long as it's a good enclosure, it encloses you inside, it's a full mechitzah, it's kosher, no matter what it's made from. Drashi, the whole sukkah, hakosiv, schach mashma. Whenever the Torah says the word sukkah, it always means the schach. So the schach has the halacha how it have to be made. The doifim likri sukkah, because the wall is not called a sukkah, so the wall can be made from anything. Rashi asked the question of the nafkalon. We learned that before. Defines me basukas, basukas, basukas. We learned that before the machlagias. You need three or four walls from the word basukas. You see, basukas means the walls. So Rashi answers me turu de kroyafuna. There it's from the extra posik. It's not from really what the word itself means. Hilkach. Sukkah is tase biyosbecho migoncho. That's what it says in Dvorim. You should make your sukkah biyosbecho migoncho. It's going on the schach. The schach has to be made from something that grows. It's not makabel tumah. Mashenkin, the walls could be made from anything. Sati Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov said that shamet mined Rabbi Yechanan tarti. I heard over two halachas, two reasons from Rabbi Yechanan. Chodo ho. What I heard over will soon explain what the reasons are. But he heard over reason for our Mishnah, why if you use a bundle of the straw or a bundle of wood, it's no good. V'idach, another reason I heard for the next Mishnah. That the next Mishnah laid on the Tezvav says, ha'choited pegodish. If somebody hollows out in a haystack, you have a godish, you have a whole big pile of hay. And you hollow out in the middle of it, lasas lo sukkah. That you hollow out inside, let's say an area of 10 by 10, 10 feet by 10 feet. The locher is ain't a sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah, it's possible. Because you did not make the schach. The schach was first a big hay pile. And now you went in the middle of the hay pile and hollowed out the middle of it. So the schach is like there by itself. It's not called an asiyah. That's why it's possible. Now, Rabbi Yaakov heard from Yechanan two reasons for these two Mishnayisim. Chod, the one reason he heard was Mishum Gzeras Oitzer. It's only a gzera. Not to use, that comes out, that's going to be the Pshat Na Mishnah. Not to use the bundles of schach, because it looks at the gzera, maybe you put it up the Oitzer just to let it dry out. We'll soon see. And one of these two Mishnais in Apostle Midi Raisa, because Alocha Tasav Leminosi, you have to make the Schach, and not the Schach was made by itself. And the Yaakov is saying now, V'lo Yodana, and I do not know, Hai Minaya Mishumoitzer, which one of these two Mishnas is the Psul Mishumoitzer? Rashi explains, Oitzer means like your warehouse. Like it's a Gzera, it's only Yasim and Rabbonim, we're afraid if we're going to use this for Schach, people may think they're allowed to go into the warehouse, where they use it the whole year, and there the schach was not made l'shem sale, it was just made l'shem for a dira, or to store there, so that's like a puzzle. So that's why one of these mishnayos are no good. It's gzeira otto mishamitzer, you're going to use your warehouse that's used the whole year. We'll soon explain it more. V'hai minaya mishem tasav l'minosri, and they didn't know which one of the two mishnayos is like puzzle midiraisa, as the gzeira, as the din tasav, you have to make the sukkah, for l'minosri, not if it's made by itself, or made b'psul. So Amr Rabbi Yim, you told Rabbi Yaakov and said, Nechseinan, let's see. The Amr Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Rabbi Chiyah Barab said, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Mifnei Ma Omru, what's the pshat? Why is it saying now Mishnah here that Chavile Kash, a bundle of Shrua, the Chavile Yetzim, a bundle of wood, the Chavile Zardin, a bundle of reeds, ain't Mesachim Mehen? Why can't you use them for Schach? Like Lechura, there's something that grows out of the ground and it's not Makabotum, it's not an Eichel. So what's wrong? But there it says that it's a Gzeira. That pomim sometimes shodim bomin asada. Someone will come home from the field after collecting together all the straw. There will come home at night. The chavilosai al kseif, and he has the bundle of straw on his shoulders. Umalo manicha agabis akosai. He's going to go put it on top of his sukkah. Why? Kedeli yavsha. In order that it should dry out. In other words, he wants the straw to dry out more to become dry. See, that's the reason why he's putting it on top of the sukkah. So now it's not right before Sukkot, it's let's say 2 weeks before Sukkot. So he's not doing it the same sale, he's just putting it up there to let it dry out. The halacha is now when the schach is up there to dry out, it's not kosher schach, because it was not put there for the purpose of sale to make shade. Now, and the lady, when it comes right before Sukkot, he changes his mind, and now he says, you know what, those bundles of straw that I have up there, now I want to leave them there, now they should come to be a sukkah. Now I want to let them be l'shem schach, l'shem sale. The Torah says that's possible. You know why? For the Torah says taser v'leim minosli. You have to make it l'shem sale, and not if it was already made for some other purpose. It was made for psalm. You can't use it anymore. So if you really put it up there to dry out, then it's possible midiraisa. Now our Mishnah is talking about even in the case that you're putting it up there erev sukkis l'shem sale l'shem schach, still it's possible because it's a gzeira. If we'll let you use it now, we're afraid somebody else will also say his sukkah is kosher. And even though that person put it up 2 weeks ago for the purpose of drying out. So in other words, our Mishnah is a gzeiras oitzer. That's the gzeira. We're afraid if you use this bundle of schach, people will say you're also allowed to use it, even though it was put up a week ago for the purpose of drying out. And that talk is posel midiraisa, because when you put it up there to dry out, you put it up there not almanas letzel to make shade, but rather just for drying out. That wasn't called an asi or schach. And later you can't use it unless you make it over again. So Gemara says, "Los Rabbi Yirmiyah saying like this: Midaho mishum gzeiras oitzer. Since our Mishnah the pshat is mishum gzeiras oitzer, I'll tell you ho mishum tas of lemon osui. The next Mishnah of achotik begodish, if you hollow out your haystack, that's tak of psul midiraisa. Because since you're hollowing it out in the middle, the top of the schach is made by itself. It's not considered you made it because metchila was there as a haystack. Now you hollowed out the middle of it." But you did not do any mice, any asir to make in the schach, that's a psul midiraisa. So that's what Rabbi Yirmiyah said. So now the question is on Rabbi Yaakov, why didn't he know for which reason goes on which Mishnah? The answer is, Rabbi Yaakov, hacht Rabbi Chiba Rabba Leishmile. He did not hear what Rabbi Chiba Rabba said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that our Mishnah is only Gzeirah. But Omer Rabashi said like this, Otu chavile kash, the chavile yetzim mishum gzeiras oitzariko, mishum tasav leminu osu leka. No, Rav Ashi is asking a question like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says you're not allowed to use a bundle of straw. Now, the both reasons apply to our Mishnah. Like, it depends what you're doing. If you're putting it up there now to dry out, so it's posel midiraisa, tasav leminosli. If you're putting it there now, l'shem schach, then it's only us, al segzera, because us or somebody else will put it there to dry out. So Rav Ashi is asking, like, how do we know what our Mishnah is talking about? Both reasons really apply to our Mishnah. So how do we know what the Mishnah means? Does the Mishnah mean only the Gzeira, or does the Mishnah mean talking about a case where you're really now putting it up there, I'm going to have to dry out? Veleka, and Vaita Rav Ashi, yes, the next Mishnah also, Vachotit Begodesh, the next Mishnah, where you're hollow out by a haystack. Mishum Tasav Lemon Osik, you want to say it's only possible to have the Psul, because you did not make the roof of the Tchach at all, so it's possible to raise it. But Mishum Gzeiras Oitzeleka, it's not possible to learn there in that Mishnah also, it's only Gzeira. In other words, what's going to be, you hollow out the haystack, but then also you lift up every piece of hay on top of you, you lift it up and put it down again. So really you're making now the schach over again. So really, midiraisa, it's kosher schach. Still, maybe it's possible there, because the Gzeira or to somebody else will not lift up the hay. Will just hollow out the middle of it, and the schach is like there from before by itself, not made the shame schach. So maybe there also was only possible because of the Gzeira. In other words, how do we know what the case of our Mishnah is, and how do we know what the case of the next Mishnah is? Both Mishnahs could be learning in both cases, where there's really a psalm of the rights of Tassav Lebanosui, or else where there's only a psalm of the Rabbanim Mishnah Gzeira. So Gemara answers like this. For Rabbi Yechon, Namlach Rabbi Yechon will answer you like this. Hocho diktoni ein mesachin behen. Here our Mishnah says, Oloshin of Chavile, Kash Mechavile, Eitzam Chavile Zardin. Ein mesachin behen, Mashmi, you should not do it. It's Mashmi Lechatilahu. The ain. It's mashal chachila. Don't do it.
Look at Chila. The ain't Mesachin. Why Mishum Zer?